Chapter 24. The Wars of the Greeks. Greece's War with Persia. Athens and Sparta didn't have much in common except for their language and their gods. As a matter of fact, they fought with each other. Sometimes the Athenians attacked Sparta, sometimes Sparta attacked Athens. They went on fighting off and on for years. But then something frightening happened. The Persians started to invade Greece. After all, the Persians had conquered almost all the rest of the land around them. Greece was one of the few countries that didn't obey the Persian Empire, and the Persians wanted Greece too. At first, the Persians just sent messengers to Greece. The messengers came to Athens and Sparta and announced, "We are from the great king of the Persians. He wants you to be part of his empire. If you agree, send him back some earth and some water from your cities. Then he won't attack you." The Athenians and the Spartans were furious. How dare the king of the Persians demand that they surrender without even a fight? So they grabbed the messengers and threw them down a well. "There," they said, "there's plenty of earth and water for you down there." After that, Persia was determined to attack. The Persian army advanced on Greece. Athens and Sparta decided that they had better stop fighting each other and become friends and allies so that they could defend themselves against the Persians. The war against Persia began around 500 BCE. It dragged on for years and years. Athens and Sparta fought battle after battle against the Persian invasion. One of the most famous battles of the war was the Battle of Marathon. Marathon was a little village near the coast of Greece, close to the Aegean Sea. One day in the year 490 BCE, a ship came to Athens with frightening news. The Persians were coming. They were sailing from Asia Minor across the Aegean Sea, straight for the village of Marathon. The Athenians knew that if the Persians could land all of their soldiers at Marathon, they could march into Athens and destroy it. So the Athenian army sent a message to Sparta saying, "Come and help us." But the Spartans were having a religious festival and refused to leave Sparta until the festival was over. The Athenians were outnumbered. There were too many Persian soldiers for the army of Athens to defeat alone. But the men of Athens had no choice. They marched from Athens to Marathon and waited for the Persians to land. When the Persian army landed, they launched thousands of arrows at the Athenian army. But the men of Athens charged through the arrows and attacked the Persians. The Persians were so startled and disorganized that they lost the battle. They were forced to retreat. When the Athenians saw that they had won the battle, they sent a runner back to Athens to tell the people who were anxiously waiting at home that the Persian threat had been driven back. The runner, Pheidippides, ran over 26 miles up steep hills and through rough country to reach Athens. When he arrived at the city, he gasped out, "We have won!" And then, according to legend, he died of exhaustion. Today, we have a race named after the village of Marathon. The race is a little over 26 miles long, and it is called the Marathon. It is run in the Olympics in honor of the brave Athenian who ran from Marathon to Athens with the good news of victory. The Battle of Marathon didn't end the war, though. The Persians and Greeks went on fighting until the Greeks finally defeated the Persians once and for all in a great sea battle at a place called Salamis. After the Battle of Salamis, which took place in 480 BCE, the Persians finally gave up attacking Greece. The Greek cities would remain free and independent from Persia. The Greeks fight each other. Now Greece was at peace. Instead of putting all their time and energy into fighting the Persians, the Greeks were able to do other things. They became famous for their architecture, the way they designed and built buildings. The Greeks built enormous buildings from marble. One of the most famous Greek buildings is called the Parthenon. The Parthenon was a temple built in honor of Athena, the Greek goddess of war. Its ruins still stand in Greece, in the city of Athens, on a hill called the Acropolis. Inside the Parthenon were pictures carved in marble of different Greek battles. These pictures were called friezes. One of the friezes shows a legendary battle between the Greeks and an army of centaurs. Centaurs were imaginary creatures that were half man and half horse. The soldiers and centaurs on the friezes look very real. You can see the muscles in the arms of the soldiers and the expression on the faces of the soldiers. The Greeks tried very hard to make their pictures and statues look like real people. The faces of their statues look like the faces of real men and women, and the folds of their clothing look like they are made from real cloth. It is hard to believe that they are carved from stone. With the Persians defeated, Athens and Sparta no longer had to fight. The Greeks could have gone on making their beautiful buildings and creating their statues in peace. But they didn't. Sparta and Athens were both afraid that the other city would become too powerful. So instead of remaining on friendly terms, Sparta and Athens began to fight with each other again. The war between Sparta and Athens began in 431 BCE. It had a very long name, the Peloponnesian War. And the Peloponnesian War went on for a long time, over 25 years. At first, Sparta gathered all its armies together and marched towards Athens to invade it. But the Athenians decided that the Spartan soldiers were too strong to fight. They didn't march out to meet the Spartan army. Instead, they stayed inside the walls of Athens and waited for the Spartan army to go away. "We will fight with the long walls of Athens," the people said. Instead of fighting with swords, they would let the strong walls of the city protect them. The Athenians waited and waited. Maybe their strategy would have worked if something terrible hadn't happened. The plague broke out inside the city walls. The plague was a sickness spread by the fleas that lived on rats. But the Athenians didn't know this. They just knew that people were getting sick and dying all over the city. They couldn't leave the city because of the Spartan army camped outside. And inside the city, sickness was everywhere. The greatest Athenian general, a man named Pericles, and many of the strongest young men of Athens died. The Athenians panicked. How could they defeat the Spartans now? Finally, one Athenian decided that he was tired of waiting for the siege to end. His name was Alcibiades, and he wanted to be the king of Athens. He thought to himself, "If I can defeat the Spartans, the Athenians will want to follow me." So he called out to the Athenians, "Follow me! Let's get rid of these Spartans once and for all. We'll attack the Spartan army and defeat it." Alcibiades led the Athenians outside the city walls and attacked the Spartan camp. But the men of Athens were sick and weak, and the Spartans defeated them. The survivors straggled back into Athens, angry and embarrassed. "Let's get rid of Alcibiades," they shouted. "He led us into defeat." But Alcibiades was nowhere to be found. When he saw how angry the Athenians were, he deserted the city and went over to the Spartan camp. "Follow me back into Athens," he told the Spartan general. "I know a secret passageway into the city. We can sneak in after dark and take over before the Athenians know what has happened to them." The Spartans agreed to follow Alcibiades. So late one night, the traitor led the Spartans into his own city. The Spartan army captured Athens and took over. Sparta became the strongest city in Greece. But most of the Athenian men and many of the Spartan soldiers had died in the long, long Peloponnesian War. Now Greece no longer had the men they needed to keep other invaders away. The Greeks had spent all their energy fighting each other. They had none left to defend themselves. And soon, invaders would come. Note to parent. The Peloponnesian Wars were fought from 431 to 404 BCE, with a brief peace in the middle.